got the coach. Hudson, a game time thing, or what are your thoughts on his progress this week?
Yeah, he's gotten better each day, and we'll see how it goes come Sunday. But we prepared the other guys. He didn't practice, so we prepared the other guys. Tony obviously got the lion's share of the work. Feliciano got to be the next guy that'll come up this week if Rodney can't go.
What have been your impressions of Tony? He came here as like a zone blocking guard. What have your impressions since you've seen him?
I think Mike's done a great job with the whole line. I mean, the whole group, they work hard every day. And Tony's been a big part of that from day one. He's worked hard and understands our system very well. So, you know, we like our group. We've said that from the start. We like our group. I think we have a good group. And we expect them to step in and play well for us, if need be.
No matter who plays there, having a guy like Joseph on the other side, that must be a difficult matchup.
Yeah, but he's a good player. Yeah, he's a good player. Now they have a few of them.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Seven first-round picks in their defense. All right, so, it's a very talented group. And we know it's going to be a challenge. We're braced for that challenge, looking forward to it.
Jack, you expect to add Nate to the 53?
Yes.
Is there anything you could take from that preseason game back in August, or do you just toss it out and look at them right
now? Well, we've taken what we want to take from that game already, and we're way on to preparation for finishing our preparation, getting ready to play now. At this point, that seems like about 10 years ago. But we've already gone through and pulled out what we want to pull out and looked at what we want to look at. But at this point, we're basically wanting to make sure we just finish our preparation, get our minds right, relax, get ourselves ready to compete on Sunday.
All right, guys. Thank you.